7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and during the top of the hour news, I just posted an article about the TSA scandal, and there's a confession of a TSA agent, and he basically says that he wouldn't trust people who work at the TSA to walk his dog. Yeah, and you don't even need to have a high school diploma to work for the TSA. It's a great job. I mean, if you happen to be a high school attendee and you like pushing around people and you like being the bully, that's a great position for you to have, because you can tell little children that you're going to stick your hand down their pants, and you can tell ladies the same thing. And it's a great job for a pervert. Yeah. I think the TSA should be disbanded immediately. I really do. It's disgraceful. And so check out that article, USAprepares.com. I'm Vin Fennelli, and Frank Underhill's with us. We're going to be talking about survival economics. I had something else I wanted to mention to you. Oh, Frank said during hour number one, he was going to tell us a little bit about a land deal in Las Vegas, Nevada, and what's happening there, because I mentioned that you can't have a good economy without jobs. It's impossible. So, Frank, let's continue with that discussion.
Well, the Boyd Gaming had a huge parcel of land here, 84 acres on the north end of the strip. For those of you who do not know where it is, but if you look where the Circus is, the Riviera Hotel, shutdown Sahara Hotel are, they own this land across from the Wynn and the Fashion Show Mall there, was bought by an Asian group for about $350 million. Ironically, the fellow who had the land before, where it was the Frontier, sold it for $1.25 billion to Boyd Gaming. Boyd Gaming sold it, bought it. Sorry, Boyd Gaming sold the land and for $350 million to this Asian group. So basically, they sold it for $1 billion less than what they paid for it. Now, there's some structures on there that are half-finished, but ironically, this Asian group wants to build a monument of the Great Wall on this land. And, you know, I can't foresee why they would be interested in putting it on.
Corey, mute my phone, please.
So basically, what you're having here is a big land deal where I think the project would still be in doubt, simply because would there be financing again available to build this big, massive project? So,
Frank,
you know, that being said, it's very, very difficult to tell if, even if these new owners bought it at a good price, bargain price, is it still a bargain to even build on it? Who knows? Still a big black eye there, basically. So I think that it's good somebody came in and bought this land, but what are you going to do with it? You know, what constitutes a good bargain?
Frank, for the class to understand how big 84 acres, roughly class, 84 acres is a parcel of land 1/4 mile, let's say, wide by 1/2 mile deep. 1/4 mile by 1/2 mile, that's 84 acres. And, you know, you could put, well, if you didn't have roads, you could put 84 houses, 1 acre piece on there, or twice as many half-acre lots. But, you know, Frank, that's, in the scheme of things, in Missouri, we could put about 21 cows on that property. I mean, that's all. 21 cows would, if that were all grass, that would support 21 cows. That's it. So it's, to me, that's not a lot of land, but I guess in Las Vegas, it's probably a lot because of the density of population. But so what you're saying is the property has fallen by 3/4. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
In terms of value.
That's an indication on how bad things really are here.
Yeah.
And I think Boyd Gaming's point is, well, we got $300 million-plus dollars. Maybe we can use this to invest somewhere else. But, like, you know, just the massive write-downs are just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Staggering losses.
Frank, I mentioned that I would talk about me and the Baptist Church. Well, here's what happened. There's an event called the Firearms Freedom Symposium in Springfield, Missouri. A bunch of people I know got together and they decided they were going to have this event, which is really a Second Amendment rally, if you will, and they had some big name speakers. Some of the speakers have been on the broadcast with us. I was on the air with Sheriff Richard Mack at one time, and he's a constitutional sheriff. He was going to be speaking at this event last Tuesday. Larry Pratt was invited to speak at this event, and we found out just before the event that he was unable to make his flight because of snow in Chicago. He was going from Washington area, Virginia, to Chicago, from Chicago to here in Springfield, Missouri, and his flight was delayed to the point where he couldn't even make it. So he didn't show up, but he was supposed to be there. And there were some pastors that were involved and some other speakers. I was going to do a live broadcast from there, so I called the venue. It's called Remington's. Remington's is owned by a church. The property is owned by Ridgecrest Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. And they told me that I was not allowed to be on the property. And they would have to have a meeting with the elders of the church to see if they would allow Vincent Finelli on their property. And so I talked to the elder, who happens to be the church's lawyer, and he said he would contact the other elders of the church, and they would have a decision in 24 to 36 hours. Well, the day before the event, which was a Monday, last Monday, I got a call from him, and he said, look, you know, we haven't had time to talk about it, so you cannot come to the property. You may not come on the property. If you do, we will escort you off. If there's a problem, we'll call the police. So I decided not to go. Now, these are USAPrepares.com instructors were scheduled to be there. People that have been on the radio with us here at USA Prepares, and I was going to do a live broadcast and promote the Second Amendment. And I carry a gun around a lot, and I do that visibly to let people know that it's okay. It's okay to carry your firearm, and I would like more people to be armed, because the more of us who are armed, the more polite we're going to be, and we're actually demonstrating our Second Amendment rights. Okay, so it had nothing to do with me carrying a firearm. As a matter of fact, I said that I would not carry my firearm to this event. I would make an exception, and I still was denied permission to be on the property. Well, one of our instructors was there helping set up the event. and he saw this envelope on a piece of on a table there, and stapled to the envelope was a picture of me. My photograph was stapled to this envelope, and so this instructor said, "Hey, what's that? That's a picture of Vincent Finelli." And the guy that he asked was a security guard there, and he said, "Well, the Remingtons hired three of us, to make sure that Vincent Finelli did not show up at the event." And there you have it. A Baptist church, Ridgecrest Baptist Church, feels it's absolutely necessary to keep me from being on the property. Why? I don't know. They cannot give me a reason. They can't say anything. I have an absolutely spotless record, not even a traffic ticket. The highest traffic or the highest driving record that you can get is what I have. In Virginia, it's a 5+. You can't get any better than that. And I've never been in a car accident in my entire life. I've been driving since 1970. And so why? I don't know. I don't know. I've never been arrested. I mean, this church calls the cops on me regularly. Whenever they see me on their property, they call the cops, but they won't tell me why. They won't tell me why. So, and when the cops come, the cops go, "Will you please leave?" And I'll go, "Did I do something?" And they'll say, they'll look at me and I'll say, "Did you see me do something?" I'll say, "What's this about?" And they'll go, we don't know, but would you please leave?" And so I leave. But that's Ridgecrest Baptist Church, Springfield, Missouri. Let's see. I'll give you their phone number if you want to call them. Let's see. Let me get it right here. I'll give it to you in a couple minutes. But that's the story, Frank. Do you believe it?
I don't know what to say. You know, I think people are just simply just losing it. A lot of people are antsy and jittery, it's really not fair for them to, whatever they have against you, to be, you know, threatening you with phoning police. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, what it really is they are anti-liberty, they are anti-freedom, and I've never, ever heard of a church prohibiting anyone, let me say it a different way, anyone from being at their doors. And if you go to their website, they say they welcome you with open arms, which, as far as I can tell, is a lie. It's an absolute lie. Let me give you the number. 417-501-5447. 417-501-5447. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've been receiving some messages requesting that number again. The number for the Remingtons, the direct number as posted on the internet, is 417-501-5447. 417-501-5447. So if you'd like to call them and find out what's going on and why they are trying to stifle us, feel free. Feel free to call that number. That's the published number, so I'm not giving out any secrets. We've got George from New Hampshire. George, you have a comment or a question about entering church grounds?
Yes. I had an incident myself one time where my wife was involved in a church before we were married. And let's just say I was set up in a church parking lot, and not all of the members of the church participated, but there was a certain small group in the hierarchy that wanted to, they felt that they just felt that they wanted financial remuneration from my wife, and they felt like I wasn't a team player with them in the sense where they had to deal with me as well as my wife, and they never wanted to recognize that once we were married. But the reason I'm saying this to you is I think some of it might have something to do with the 501c tax status that the church files, that they might feel that you're a hot potato where, in other words, they might get some undue attention because they'd look upon as quote-unquote political, even though you're not. You're just exercising your free rights. But they're already breached because I don't even think they can even speak from the pulpits as freely as God would have us or his son would have us speak. And I think you're dealing with a couple of, let me say, panty waist vents. All right. And I also will tell you this, and I don't mean to go on and on. I'll just tell you this. A lot of these organizations have been infiltrated by certain let's say, extremist groups of the mind, whether it was from the Church of Satan or whether it was from certain very anti-Christian groups, that so many of them actually volunteered to enter certain organizations that they felt were standing in the way. And they work from within. It's like termites in your walls. You don't see them, but they're doing a lot of damage. And I think there's somebody in there, maybe a wolf in sheep's clothing, who is just purposely trying to zero you out, but he's sniping from behind cover and camouflaged. And I think all of those, but if I were you, I would stay off that property unless you have specific business there. I don't go where I'm not wanted, Vince, and I think you're a worthy person. If somebody doesn't want you, it's your old story, shake the dust off your sandals.
Well, you're absolutely right, and there, I certainly don't want to go to Remington's. The reason that there are several broadcasts that we do with people who were invited to be at Remington's, and the grounds were rented. Remington's is owned by Ridgecrest Baptist Church. So when the tenant rents the property and the tenant wants to have an event, and the tenant is one of us at USAPreparers.com, or several of us, and they want us to be there and they want us to promote the event, then we're invited by the tenant, not by the church. It's the church that is standing in the way. The church owns Remington's, and they're standing in the way.
It sounds like it might also be a legal case where I'm not saying you wanted to get involved in this, but it sounds like sooner or later, Vincent, it sounds to me like they're trying to put you in a position where you look like you're in a bad light, you're trespassing, and you're not. And you know and I know in this world it's a lot easier to get into trouble than it is to get out of trouble, but I would try to contact them through a lawyer and say, look, these are our rights. You know, we're dealing with the tenant. And then basically fight fire with fire, because in this legalistic country we're in, you have a very good record. You don't want to jeopardize that unless, you know, sometimes a man's got to do what he's got to do. But in a case like this, it just sounds like somebody's trying to set you up, make you look bad, and just make it so that, in other words, after a while, they figure if they make enough complaints, you'll just go away. I know you're not a quitter, but my feeling is at some point, you've got to meet fire with fire. I think you've got to talk to an attorney and have the attorney ferret out who it is exactly there who has a problem, bring it out in the open and deal with it. But I don't think you're going to get anywhere just showing up. And after a while, the police will consider it a nuisance. Then it's a toss-up. Do they want to escort you off the grounds? And who knows, somebody might press a charge. Or do they want, you know, not to go on? Do they want to be able to just ignore the call and not even show up?
George, thanks so much for your point of view. And I agree, I don't want to show up. I don't want to cause problems. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Collins Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
I've
got your
take. My, when you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, in Missouri, there exists a division of motor vehicle locations, which are independent businesses. And these businesses bid to the state government to operate Department of Motor Vehicle license renewal, tag renewal, driver's license renewal, driver's license application, and concealed carry permit printing operations. So I can go and to the local office, and there will be a lady who works there, who owns a farm, and she operates this business for profit, and some of that revenue goes back to the state, and she gets to keep a small portion of it. So they have these offices in the state of Missouri. And I'm going to play a 3.5 minute clip for you. And what's happening is local Missouri Department of Motor Vehicle fee offices are installing equipment to collect and transmit driver's license information, concealed carry weapons permit information, and other information about us to the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. And they are also transmitting it to a private contractor in Georgia. Now, this is a violation of Missouri law. And what you're going to hear is a clip about this from the Dana Show. And it's 3.5 minutes. And you're going to hear Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder on this clip. What you're going to hear is going to make you angry. Here we go.
The press release came out just a little bit ago. Missouri's lieutenant governor has announced a legal action in a press conference that's taking place shortly. He joins me on the phone right now. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, good afternoon to you.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Dana. You get the news first and your listener first.
Well, we appreciate it, and we love bringing folks these fresh stories. Lieutenant Governor, I have to ask you this. There's a lot of discussion around this story that's breaking. Tell people what we know now and why this legal action.
Well, here's what we know, Dana. In the last few weeks, I don't know how many Department of Revenue officials or employees have begun visiting local Department of Revenue fee offices where you get your driver's license and your car license renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And they have begun installing hardware and software. And when one of the local of a new variety and for apparently a new purpose, and one of the fee agents in the Boot Hill in Stoddard County asked, "What is this?" And they said, "Oh, well, this is to permit the transmittal of individual data to the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C. and to a private vendor in Atlanta, Georgia." The local fee agent in Dexter in Stoddard County was sort of taken aback by that, and she discussed with an attorney in town, and the attorney, who happens to be the prosecuting attorney of Stoddard County, Russ Oliver, has done the work on this, and he and I are holding this press conference in a few minutes. And what Attorney Oliver has done this morning is to file an action in Stoddard County Circuit Court asking the judge for a declaratory judgment that this violates Missouri law to transmit, to collect this data and transmit it in this fashion. There are privacy issues implicated here. There are civil liberties issues implicated here. And Dana, there's right to carry concealed weapons information tied up here as well that will be transmitted to the feds. There is a tangle of legal and privacy issues here, but the case filed this morning in Stoddard County Circuit Court asks the judge to find, as a matter of law, that this violates Missouri law in at least two different statutes on our books, and to grant a restraining order stopping the local fee agent there in the Boot Hill and any who are within his judicial circuit from playing along with revenue in this process. So this is the opening opening salvo in a legal battle that will ensue, and we're optimistic that the law and the facts are on our side. We have a complaining citizen, Dana, who walked in, and Mr. Eric Griffin walked in and was renewing his driver's license. He happens to be a right to carry concealed weapon permit holder pursuant to the laws of our state. He is a law-abiding citizen. And when he asked a few questions about what was being done with the data and learned what I've just told your listeners, he said, "I believe my rights are being infringed, and I'm going to sign a complaint with the prosecuting attorney." So that's what set this in motion.
Wow. And so what is the extent of the data that they're taking on people, and
well,
how closely can they monitor?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't have all those answers at my fingertips as I talk to you today.
There you go. Frank, is that unbelievable or what?
Crazy stuff. Crazy.
Yeah, and so they're trying to collect information about Missouri driver's license holders, concealed carry weapons holders. They're trying to send that off to the Department of Homeland Security. And who's involved? The Missouri Revenue Officials. It's illegal at this point, and we're looking for a declaratory judgment of Missouri state law, and this violates Missouri law. Now, you heard the mention of a term called boot heel. If you look at the shape of the state of Missouri, if you look at the bottom right-hand corner, is a little projection like the heel of a boot, and that's what they're talking about. So the southeastern part of the state looks like a heel of a boot, and that's what they meant by boot heel. So that's something that I'm really, really concerned about, Frank. We need to stop that. And if you're in the if you're part of our class and you have if you have stories that you think that we need to jump on and expose and give out phone numbers to stop actions that are threats to us, you can contact me. You can send me an email, vincent@usapreparers.com. I read all my emails. I don't get all my emails, but I read all the ones that I get, and I try very diligently to respond in a timely fashion personally to every single email that I receive. But I really do not get all my emails, and neither does Alex Jones. Something's going on with our emails. So I guess, you know what they say, Frank? Bo Greitz, I know Bo Greitz, and he's a decorated Green Beret. And he said, if you're taking flack, it's because you're above the target. So, Frank, where do you see interest rates going?
Well, I think, as we mentioned earlier, I don't see interest rates moving up really at all. Because, like you said, when you have these big federal deficits, you got to remember, if they raise interest rates, then the government is going to have to pay more money to borrow. So I think that's sort of shooting yourself in your own foot. But I think basically rates will probably stay the same, if not maybe even go lower, like maybe a lot lower. And I think this will only help gold out even more. And, you know, can I just say, you know, when they talk about refinancing and all this stuff, they go, oh, lower rates, refinance. Well, remember, when you do these things, remember, there's fees involved with all this. How do you know if the fees you're going to be paying is going to be, you know, wipe out whatever you're going to save on your higher rate? So basically, don't fall into that trap either. And more importantly, don't borrow where you don't have to worry about what interest rates do.
Frank, it's fascinating that you say this. We have a realtor who is coming to the Get Prepared Expo. You're going to be there April 6th and 7th. And we have a realtor who is very knowledgeable in the properties in the Ozarks. And he's a specialist in properties that are farm-related, raw land that can be made into farms, Plan B, getaways, you know, great properties where I live. And he's going to be talking about that. And I called a guy I know who broadcasts with me some afternoons. He's not on our broadcast, but he broadcasts out of a KWTO, a station that I spend my 3 to 4 o'clock afternoons on. And I invited him to come to the expo and help people with mortgage understanding, teach a seminar on how mortgages work. And he said, Vincent, it's almost impossible to get a mortgage on farmland right now. He said, all this about low rates, you know, that's kind of suburban and urban properties. It's almost impossible to get a mortgage on a farm right now. Can you imagine that? The deck is stacked against us. You want to get out of your city property, it's worth less than you paid for it. You want to buy a farm property, it's almost impossible to get a mortgage. We're trapped by design. This is all by design. So unless you can get private financing, it's going to be tough. So I just wanted to share that with you. Things are a lot worse than they appear. And these are people
farm
I know.
Property is probably viewed more as an investment property. But, you know, on that note about, you know, the buyer is, you know, somebody is trapped. You know, like the only people buying houses, I think these days, are more or less flippers moving in, renovating them, flipping them, and probably the person who buys it is probably more likely a cash buyer anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, prices are so low where you know, it only makes sense to pay cash. You have somebody, say, who's in foreclosure, but they have 100 grand in an IRA account. Well, you know, there was an article again in the Las Vegas Review-Journal or the Sun, one of these, it was a while back, but people are actually cashing in their IRAs, paying the penalty, buying a house, and not having a mortgage.
Our daughter
wanted it. And then they just reinvest in another IRA through what they're not paying in mortgage payments. They just, you know, another way to save the money again.
Our daughter put an offer to buy a house that was in distress. It was a short sale. And she paid the full asking price, which is something I would never do, but it was a reasonable price. So that's why when I consulted with her, I said, okay, that's reasonable because it's a reasonable price. Okay, everybody wants a discount, but at this particular transaction, it would have been a fair price. So she signs the contract. She goes through months of processing. Wells Fargo is the bank involved. At the last minute, Wells Fargo says, we need 10 grand more or no deal. That's what dealing with banks is like. They're horrible. Absolutely horrible. Frank Underhill's with us, and when we come back, let's talk about sequestration, a term I never learned when I studied 6 years of finance and economics. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to get in touch with Frank Underhill, he's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. UnderhillSecurities.com. Frank Underhill is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. Actually, he's going to be here April 5th, 6th, and 7th. And you're going to have a chance to have dinner with him at the banquet dinner at the Get Prepared Expo. Now, that's on Saturday, April 6th. And the freeze-dry guy is cooking. He's going to be cooking a survival banquet meal. And we're going to have freeze-dry guy food. The cost for the guest is going to be about $6. So you'll be able to... Now, where have you had a banquet meal with your favorite radio instructors for $6? Where? Just at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th. And if you'd like to buy tickets, you can get them right now. Just go to usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And also... if you'd like to contact Frank Underhill, I'm going to give you his number, 702-987-5449. And I have an email that I just read during the break, during the morning broadcast at 8 o'clock. We were talking about this the situation with the Baptist Church, and I got a an email from the... From the manager of the radio station, and he said they immediately started fielding calls after I was on, and they're telling people to call Ridgecrest Baptist Church. Maybe I need to put the number on the website. I don't know. I have to think about doing that. But anyway, I know the phones are ringing off the hook at Ridgecrest Baptist Church in Springfield, Missouri. Sequestration, Frank. What's going on with that?
Well, so far, what I've seen of it, I haven't really seen any effect from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the media likes to generate hysteria and panic out of nothing. Just like, you know, they say North Korea and, you know, they manufacture stories that really have no bearing what goes on here. They're going to be North Korean, you know, with Kalashnikov coming to my bedroom window? I don't think so.
Yeah.
And the media, like, and look, I got no bone to pick with any people, really, you know, but the media likes to make it, oh, they're doing this, they're doing. In the bigger scope of things, does it really matter what goes on over there? And really, I think it's probably even time for America to maybe end the occupation of South Korea and let things lie where they may be. You know, we just can't keep being the empire or the referee of the world. You know, we got our own problems we got to take care of.
It's even worse than being the referee. We go out and beat up these little countries. And we tell them, hey, look, we're going to destroy your infrastructure. We're going to litter your land with depleted uranium. We are going to destroy your water treatment plants, your well waters, your electric distribution facilities, your power generation. We're going to make your land unsafe for anybody to be there for thousands of years with depleted uranium. And it's good for you. You're going to like it when we're all done blowing everything up.
And Vince, I take, you know, on my shoulders that I'm probably the biggest peace activist out there. I don't believe American soldiers should be anywhere.
Yeah, I was thinking about that last night as I was talking to our puppy, Thomas Jefferson, and we have a new puppy. He's a Mastiff, an English Mastiff. He's a protection dog. And I was telling him that we stomp on little countries all over the world. And I was telling him last night, he's like 12 weeks old or so. I was telling him that we had hippies back in my college days, and there were peace activists. And the peace activists would yell and scream at the National Guard guys and the reservists and like, stop killing babies, men, women, children, and babies over there in Vietnam. And you know what? They were right. They were right. The peace activists were right, just like you. Frank Underhill, let me give out the number if you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449. Frank, thanks so much for being with us at USAPrepares.com. And this meetup tonight, gang, meetup, Ziggy's 5:30. Information's on the website. We're going to learn about solar power for emergencies and for off-grid living. USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. Class, what happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.